Welcome to the Unveiled Christ to the World broadcast with Reverend Judith Ann Glass. For over 40 years, the prophetic ministry of Brother and Sister Glass have gone around the world bringing the living Word of God to multiply thousands of people. Get ready to receive a fresh message of faith and hope that will bring you into new dimensions of the love of God. You can be that overcomer God has called you to be as you behold Him, the Unveiled Christ, in all of His matchless glory. Listen now to the whole Word for the whole man to the whole world, ministered in the power and anointing of God's Holy Spirit.
You don't have any problem that a miracle from God can't solve. Greetings, beloved. This is Sister Judith, and praise the Lord, we're able to be together again. Well, on yesterday's broadcast, I began a message I've entitled Kingdom Principles in Finances. And I believe that as you continue to join me in this little series I'm going to be sharing with you, that you will be blessed, you'll be strengthened, you'll be encouraged, you will understand how God expects us to be good stewards over what is a very important part of our lives, because we're in this world system. And as I shared yesterday, I want to share two major events thus far in the history of man. Now, ever since the fall, when sin entered the world, when Adam and Eve sinned, they were expelled from the garden, Satan dominated the systems of this world. He has unquestioned dominion in the present world systems that we have. Jesus has defeated him, but that work that he did is for the people of God. Greater is he that's in us than he that's in the world. We overcome the evil one by the blood of the Lamb and the word of our testimony. But as we look, and all we have to do is look around and see how desperately wicked, at an exponential rate. Beloved, have you ever seen such evil? It takes your breath away, the things that are occurring in the days in which we are living. Those of you like me who are up in years, you can remember a time, well, not that there always wasn't crime or violence, but never the dimension and the intensity and the evil quality that it is today. So, beloved, we are surely drawing to the conclusion of all things. And we have to understand that Satan still controls the systems of this world. And one of the essential aspects of the kingdoms of this world is money. The entire world runs on money. In fact, it's the supreme factor in building up the kingdom of the Antichrist. It's actually being established right now. As we are approaching the very last minutes of the midnight hour, I believe it's not going to take very long for everything to fall in place. They're working behind the scenes, the powers that be, the Illuminati, the One World, New World Order folks. They're planning secretly, and it's all going to come together very quickly. And the great whore mystery Babylon that we see mentioned in Revelation 17 and 18, that creature, if you will, Mystery Babylon, represents the economic system of the world's wealth. And I want us to share just a little bit out of the 18th chapter of Revelation. I'll start at verse 8. And, you know, some scholars say, well, this actually refers to Babylon. Babylon is going to be rebuilt. Saddam Hussein started that. Some say it's New York City. But regardless of the disputes over where it might be, the fact that it is a system that is established even now. And in verse 8, the word says, therefore shall her plagues come in one day, death, mourning, and famine. Nuclear blast? She shall be utterly burned with fire, for strong is the Lord God who judgeth her. And the kings of the earth who have committed fornication and lived deliciously with her shall bewail her and lament her when they see the smoke of her burning, standing afar off with the fear of her torment, saying, alas, alas, that great city Babylon, that mighty city, for in one hour is thy judgment come. However it comes, it's going to come very quickly in than 1 hour. And verse 11 says, the merchants of the earth shall weep and mourn over her, for no man buyeth their merchandise anymore. And so God will deal with this world system, and we evidently will acknowledge that money is a part of this world system and how it operates. Now, the definition of money, let me share that with you, is by Webster's definition, a measure of value. It's a means of payment, a medium of exchange generally accepted by a society. And you're aware that all the various nations of the world have their own system of money. They have their own unique coins, their paper currency. Everything is unique to that country, although certainly in recent years they've been trying to do away with that. The euro, they're having money, especially in Europe, where the nations are so close to one another. I remember years ago when we were there, you had to be exchanging the whatever nation you were in. You had to get currency in that nation if you wanted to buy anything. And so this is a part of this system, but we know eventually there's going to be just one currency or one form of money, if you will. And in fact, it probably will be just a chip, you know, that basically there's just computers have now the technology keep track of everybody's finances, and there'll be, that's what banks are working toward. And so it will be a cardless society, a cashless society. But nonetheless, beloved, there was a time before this all evolved that people used a barter system originally. And in fact, some folks even do that today in the areas of livestock, agricultural products, goods. And of course, there's the standard of the world's wealth, which has been recognized throughout the ages, and that is the international gold standard. Gold and the precious metals, the silver, those are recognizing as having a value intrinsic and apart from any particular national identity. Now, what I would like to do is now turn to Matthew, the 6th chapter, and I want to start reading at verse 19. And again, these are the words of Jesus. He says, lay not up for yourselves, he's talking to you and me, beloved, treasures upon earth, where moth and rust doth corrupt, and where thieves break through and steal. But lay up for yourselves treasures in heaven, where moth nor rust doth corrupt, and where thieves do not break through nor steal. For where your treasure is, there will your heart be. The light of the body is the eye, and if therefore thy eye be single, thy whole body shall be full of light. But if thine eye be evil, thy whole body shall be full of darkness. If therefore the light that is in thee be darkness, how great is that darkness? He's talking to believers, beloved. No man can serve two masters, for either he will hate the one and love the other, or else he will hold to the one and despise the other. Ye cannot serve God and mammon. All right, that word mammon, that's an Aramaic word for riches or wealth. And what's the context here? The Lord is saying that yes, there is an exchange. There's a substance called mammon, which is how the world operates. And then there's God's economy, the kingdom principles, which in this sense override the natural exchange of money, if you will. And he's saying, whatever precious things that you might have, and he's not saying, you know, have a savings account and things like that. He's asking us to be good stewards over our person as well as our household. So he's not asking us to throw everything in the streets. However, he is saying the real treasure is found in what you do to advance God's kingdom. Those things you do out of love and service to the Father. It depends how you steward that those that which he has entrusted to you. And you may have very little. You might be on welfare. You might be a senior citizen that just is surviving with great difficulty on your Social Security check. Nonetheless, you are steward over what God has given you, and he looks at, not just at the amount you have, but how, where is your spirit? Where is your character in relation to that? And in Luke, the 16th chapter, verse 11, says, and he said, this is Jesus speaking, a certain man had two sons, and the younger of them said to his father, Father, give me the portion of goods that falleth to me. And he divided unto them his living. And we know the story. This is the story of the prodigal son. He received his inheritance, he wasted it all. And finally, it says, when he came to his senses, he found that the money, all the wealth that he had, which he just squandered, did not give him health. It didn't give him security. And so he said, I'll go back to my father's house, for my father's servants are better off than I am. Praise God. Hallelujah. And in the 16th chapter, let's again read the words of Jesus, because he's talking about the general subject of mammon. And he says, he that is faithful in that which is least is faithful also in much, and he that is unjust in the least is unjust also in much. If therefore you've not been faithful in the unrighteous mammon, who will commit to your trust the true riches? And if you've not been faithful in that which is another man's, who shall give you that which is your own? If you want to start your own business and yet you're not dealing uprightly with the merchandise and with the finances of those whom you're working for, then the Lord's saying, how can you manage your own business? How can you be trusted to do that? Well, beloved, I have so much I want to share with you, but my time is just flying by on these broadcasts, so we'll pick up tomorrow at this same time. And as I bring this broadcast to a close, UCM Partners, I want to thank you so much. I just thank the Lord for your faithfulness and the Lord's faithfulness through you. And because of you, we've been able to continue for over 50 years, praise God, over 40 years on this station. So thank you for joining me today. The announcer will give our contact information. If you have prayer requests, won't you write? I'd love to hear from you. Until tomorrow, this is Sister Glass saying, may God's best forever be yours is my prayer.
Well, this has been the Unveiled Christ to the World broadcast with Sister Glass. Thank you for spending time with us. We pray it's been a time of ministry and encouragement for you. If you would like to write to Sister Glass, there are a couple of ways you can do so. You can write and address your envelope to Post Office Box 577, Caldwell, Idaho. 83606 is the zip code. Or visit our website, unveiledchrist.org, and drop Sister Glass an email. Again, write to Post Office Box 577, Caldwell, Idaho. 83606. Or send her an email through our website, unveiledchrist.org. And please remember that your prayers and tax-deductible support allow this ministry to continue on this station. Until next time, God bless.